Now time for our final ACCHS Coaches Insight program here on Care 93.7 as we get set for the first round of the high school football playoffs tomorrow night. It's brought to you by L&L Construction and Taco John's. We got Tigers football coach Cody Tettmeyer joining us here for a final few minutes here in 2024. Coach, let's talk about the regular season finale. Last week, you saw the two-time champs in 2A and Nemaha Central. 46-0 the final score. Just take us back to last week and a few thoughts and takeaways from it.
You know, I mean, obviously, kudos to them. Nemaha Central is a heck of a team, very well coached. They've got a heck of a tradition going on, and, you know, that's sometimes that's tough to overcome. That being said, you know, I thought we played one of our better games of the season. You know, we come out, we had a lot of kids gone for sickness, injury, had several kids gone on the FFA trip. So we had some kids in some new spots. You know, we come out and one of those kids forgets to go on the field on defense and we give up a wide open touchdown. Next time out, we kind of were misaligned. I gave up a wide open touchdown. So, you know, and then they had a Hail Mary at the end of the first half that we thought probably should have been called a penalty and wasn't, but that's kind of how it goes. So, you know, we thought we gave them 21 points, you know, so essentially it was 25-0 when we were ready and we were actually playing. So we were proud of the effort. I mean, that's a really good football team. But we played much better than we had. We just fixed a few itty-bitty little mistakes that we have, and we're a totally different team.
You know, the back half of your schedule, very challenging. You know, teams like Sabetha, Royal Valley, both 5-win teams. You just saw the two-time champs in Nemaha Central, who's 7-1. But, you know, the first four games of the season, you guys go 2-2. You split your four league contests, and obviously you had some momentum to start the year. Just as we get set for a playoff matchup, and we'll talk about the matchup here in a minute, how would you just assess 2024 in the regular season as a whole?
You know, we took a step. I mean, a lot of people wouldn't see it, you know, with the two wins in the regular season. But I really think compared to last year, we took a step this year. You know, kids really started to enjoy being around each other. They were working for each other. They were pushing each other. You know, if one kid went down, we had another kid step up. You know, we did a lot of good things. You know, last year we had 3, 4, 5 games that were complete blowouts. You know, I'm talking 70-0, and, you know, 45-0 was our first worst loss this year, I think. So, you know, not saying that's a good thing, but we are taking steps. We are getting better. You know, kids are working and continue working. Even when you only win two games, you know, sometimes it's tough for kids to come out and work. And they've really done a good job this year just continuing to grind and come out ready to go each week.
Sounds like the mentality was there with the kids each and every week. But were there a few players this year that maybe surprised you with their play this year?
We've had quite a few kids. You know, we're playing a lot of sophomores. You know, obviously quite a bit of juniors and all of our seniors. But, you know, we've got a lot of kids, especially underclassmen, that are stepping up. We've had a couple freshmen in the game here and there. You know, lately we've been starting a freshman at safety on defense, and he's done a great job for us. Kid watches a ton of film. And that goes a long ways. So we've had a lot of kids that kind of surprised us. We've got several that have really grown even from week one of the season. And, you know, it's been fun to watch, and, you know, we're excited about our future.
ACCHS football coach Cody Tettmeyer here. A few more minutes, our final Coaches Insight program of 2024 brought to you by L&L Construction and Taco John's. Tigers are in the playoffs here. Coach, let's talk about the playoff matchup for Friday night. You get the number 4 ranked team in the state. That is Humboldt. They are undefeated, coming off a win over Central Heights. Just give us kind of the general synopsis of your first-round playoff matchup.
I mean, they're number one for a reason. I mean, obviously, I'm not very familiar with Southeast Kansas, but, you know, they're a good team. They've had a few really good runs the last couple of years. You know, we kind of compare them a little bit to Nemaha Central, where their quarterback is their everything. I'm not saying their skills guys aren't good, because they are, but everything goes through the quarterback. You know, he's very good at making decisions. He runs the ball hard. He's quick. He's tough to bring down. They got a couple offensive linemen up front that are pretty solid. You know, we see some weaknesses. We see some spots that we can get after. And, you know, if our defense flies around like we thought they did last week and, you know, we don't spot them 3 touchdowns, you know, I think we got a good shot.
You mentioned their quarterback in Blake Ellis says it's kind of like Nemaha Central. It just basically kind of runs through with their offense, with their quarterback. He was very good in their game last week with nearly 200 yards on the ground, 100 in the air, 5 total touchdowns. So do you see it as a positive playing Nemaha Central this last week and you get as you mentioned, kind of a similar opponent here in the first round of the playoffs and exactly kind of how they run things and how they handle things.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of helped with our preparation this week. You know, just kind of saying, hey, everything Nemaha Central did is kind of what Humboldt does. Key on the quarterback, he's going to make decisions. The only difference is, you know, I think Hike makes, he's a little more composed. I think if we get some pressure on the kid from Humboldt, I think he'll make a few mistakes if we get after it a little bit. So that's kind of our goal. You know, Nemaha Central, we wanted to take away the run game with the quarterback, and I don't even think he had 100 yards rushing. Now, the kid had 200 passing, but, you know, we gave him 2 touchdowns early, and then that Hail Mary were 3 big parts of those 200 yards. And, you know, we kind of took some things away from Nemaha Central that we were excited about, and that we knew we had to do, and that's kind of the same goal we have this week with Humboldt is take away what they really want to do, and then offensively we just, like I said, fix a few small mistakes, and we'll be able to put the ball in the end zone.
What stands out about Humboldt's defense? They've posted 3 straight shutouts now, and again, you know, maybe the competition not quite is what it is sometimes here in Northeast Kansas in those last 3 games, but still pitching shutouts is very, very challenging and very hard to do, and they've done it 3 straight times. What do you see from their defense? What do they do there? And then just the challenges for your offense to move the ball consistently and find points on the board.
You know, they're big up front. They're front 4, 3 D tackles, whatever you want to call them. You know, they're pretty good size. They get off the ball. So we're going to have to be able to, you know, we talked all week, double, you know, chip, help out somewhere, you know, be ready to help each other and then get upfield. You know, their linebackers can be aggressive at times, and then there's times where they kind of hesitate. And, you know, those are some things that we're going to try to take advantage of and make them make mistakes. And one thing we noticed a little bit was they flow really hard. So we're going to use some misdirection to try to get them out of place and find some holes. And like you said, the competition is, you know, they haven't played Nemaha Central, Sabetha, even Royal Valley. You know, their opponents are a little bit different down there, and we're going to use that to our advantage where we've seen really good teams, really competitive teams, and you know, try to take it out on the Southeast Kansas part of the state.
Finally, Coach, just give us some expectations and a few keys. What's it going to take to get a win here in the first round tomorrow night?
You know, we got to show up ready to go. That's sometimes when late in the season, especially with only 2 wins, it's really tough to get excited about. You know, we got an opportunity. You know, we probably got the best draw out of everyone in you know, low seed to high seed. You know, we feel like there's 3 or 4 teams. You know, they are the 4th ranked team in the state, but we feel there's a few teams that are much better, but quite a bit better than Humboldt. And you know, it's a decent matchup for us. You know, we got enough athletes. We should be able to keep their quarterback contained, and as long as we do the little things right. You know, offensively, like I said, just a few very, very small things, whether it be I block the wrong guy or forget to block this guy or you know, just forget in the backfield which side we're going to, or just something really, really small that if we get fixed and taken care of, then we're looking to come out and compete really hard Friday night.
There it is, Cody Tettmeyer, ACCHS football coach, brought to you by L&L Construction and Taco John's. Tigers on the road, taking on number 4 in the state in Humboldt tomorrow night, first round of the Class 2A playoffs. Coach, we've always appreciated a few minutes of your time each and every week. Thanks again throughout the course of the year, and good luck on Friday night and throughout the playoffs. We appreciate it.
Hey, we appreciate all the coverage you guys have done. You know, we're looking forward to next season. Thank you so much. Go Tigers.